Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, choir.
感谢诗班。
So I love this little notebook.
我很喜欢桌上这个 tablet.
So I don't have to read that far.
所以我不用看这么远的那个屏幕。
I understand that we had the evangelical conference on Friday.
我知道我们礼拜五有布道会。
And was a great glory to the Lord.
神在那里得到荣耀。
Many people heard the gospel and decided that they would turn their life around and accept Jesus Christ.
很多人听到福音，他们就决定改变他们的生活来接受福音。
That's great news.
这是大好的消息。
So today we're going to continue to talk about the Beatitudes.
今天我们要继续谈我们的八福。
But I understand I have to finish by 11:30.
我知道我必须在11点半结束。
There's a membership meeting.
我们今天有会员大会。
And we should not delay that.
我们不应该延迟。
And even more important is lunch.
更重要的是我们还有午饭。
We cannot delay that.
我们更不能延迟。
So, we're going to talk about, the Beatitudes.
今天我们继续我们的八福。
You remember, the Beatitudes is not about how to gain eternal life.
我们讲到八福讲的不是说怎么来得到永生。
The Beatitude is not about salvation.
不是在讲救恩。
The Sermon on the Mount is not about salvation.
登山宝训都不是在讲救恩。
The Sermon on the Mount is about how to live your life.
这个登山宝训是在讲我们应该怎样来生活。
What's life like in the kingdom of God?
在神的国里我们的生活是怎么样的。
So it's actually very practical.
是非常现实的。
You can apply what you learn in your lives.
你可以把学到的用在现实生活中。
Jesus says it always begins in your heart.
耶稣说所有的事情都是从心里开始的。
And out of your heart, you can demonstrate the change that God has made.
你从你的心发出可以让人看到说神在你生命中的改变。
And that's how you can demonstrate your faith and the love of God.
这样才能让人看见说你的信心和神的爱。
So we say that the Beatitudes, there's actually a progression.
我们说到这个它是有一个循序渐进的次序。
See, when Jesus talks, everything has an order.
当耶稣谈话的讲话的时候所有的事情都是非常有次序的。
Nothing is random.
并不是偶然随便讲的。
And we said that the first three Beatitudes are the basic human conditions.
我们讲的前三福是讲说人自己现在的状况。
Jesus begins by saying that blessed are the poor.
耶稣说一开始说虚心的人有福了。
See, the person who is poor knows that they do not have what it takes.
一个很虚心的人他知道说他什么都没有。
We must acknowledge that.
我们必须知道自己的状况。
Jesus then said blessed are those who mourn.
耶稣说虚心的然后说哀恸的人有福了。
See, because when you recognize you're poor,
当你知道说你什么都没有。
When you recognize your sinful state,
当你知道你有罪的生命。
You shouldn't be happy.
你就没有办法高兴了。
You shouldn't laugh.
你没有什么让你喜乐的了。
You should cry and you should mourn.
你会要悲痛哀恸你会要哭泣。
And Jesus said, blessed are the meek.
然后耶稣说温柔的人有福了。
Meek means you submit to the hand of God.
温柔意思说我们顺服在神的手中。
You let God take over.
你让神来掌控你。
You say God, give me what I do not have.
跟神说你给我我没有的。
It has to do with the relationship with God.
这是讲我们跟神之间的关系。
It doesn't mean everyone can take advantage of you.
并不是说人家都可以来占你的便宜。
It doesn't mean believers are weak.
并不是说我们信主的人就变得非常的软弱。
It means in front of God you have nothing to offer.
这意思是说当我们来到神面前的时候我们没有办法靠自己给神什么。
So when you have these three basic human conditions,
当你有这三点自己认识自己的状况
you realize that you are empty.
你知道说你是空虚的。
You have a spiritual bankruptcy.
你在属灵里面是一个破产的。
But the Bible says we want to be full.
圣经告诉我们说我们必须要充满。
We don't want to be empty.
我们不想里面是空的。
But Jesus says we will fill you.
耶稣说我来满足你。
But the only way to do that is to seek the righteousness of God.
当你要得到满足，唯一的办法就是我们必须饥渴慕义。
And that's what we talked about last time.
这是我们上次谈到的。
Jesus says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
耶稣说，饥渴慕义的人有福了。
See, when you realize you're empty,
当你知道你是空的，
Jesus says, we can make you full.
耶稣说，我可以使你得饱足。
But you have to seek the righteousness of God.
但是你必须要寻求神的义。
In other words, the Holy Spirit creates a hunger.
我们知道圣灵在我们里面让我们有这个饥渴慕义的感觉。
A thirst and a desire.
有这个饥渴，有这个寻求的心。
And we all want to pursue the righteousness of God.
我们都想追求神的义。
So now that was the turning point, so today we're going to look at the next verse.
那就是一个转折点，现在我们来看下一幅。
What does the next verse say?
下一幅说什么呢?
That was the fifth beatitude.
那是第五幅。
Jesus says, blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy.
耶稣说,连续人的有福了,连续人的人有福了,因为他们必蒙连续。
So we begin by looking at our conditions.
我们开始来看看我们自己的情形。
We acknowledge our emptiness.
我们知道我们自己里面的空虚。
Now we're seeking the righteousness of God.
然后我们来寻求神的义。
What will happen?
这个后面应该发生什么事呢?
Now Jesus is going to talk to us about how are we going to relate to our brothers and sisters.
耶稣要告诉我们说我们怎么来和弟兄姐妹们相处。
When we thirst and hunger for righteousness, what do we look like?
当我们有饥渴慕义的心的时候，我们应该是什么样的行为呢?
What's going to happen?
会发生什么事呢?
Jesus says that there will be wonderful fruit.
耶稣说你会结出一个非常美好的果子。
And that's the next three beatitudes.
那就是下面我们要讲的三福。
And the first one is mercy.
第一下面三福的第一福就是要有连续人。
And he's going to talk about pure and peace.
他会讲到说一个清新的和使人和睦的福。
So three things are coming up. Today we'll talk about mercy.
后面三福要出来了，我们今天先讲连续人的。
So let's take a look at what it means.
让我们来看看这是什么意思。
But first I want to tell you something.
首先我要告诉你们一件事。
When you read this verse and this beatitude,
当你来读到这一福的时候，
you might be wondering.
你大概在想。
You might say, what's Jesus talking about?
耶稣在讲什么啊？
What does he mean, blessed are those who are merciful, because God will show them mercy?
他为什么要说连续人的有福了？因为他们必得神的连续。
Does it mean God will only show you mercy if you show mercy to others?
难道神只有连续那些能连续人的人吗？
Does it mean that salvation is by work?
难道是这个救恩是我们自己赚来的吗？
Is Jesus saying if you work really hard, if you show a lot of mercy, you will gain to eternal life?
耶稣说你难道要非常努力的去连续人你才能够得到永生吗
Of course not.
当然不是。
A basic doctrine of our belief.
我们相信的这个教义。
Salvation is by grace alone.
我们知道说因信称义。
Through faith alone.
靠着信心。
And in Christ alone.
靠着耶稣基督。
So this is not what this beatitude means.
这并不是这一幅所讲的。
Again, the Sermon on the Mount is not about salvation.
我们在讲说这八幅并不是在讲怎么得到救恩。
It's about kingdom living.
是在讲说我们怎么在神国里面生活。
Jesus says, if you're merciful, God will show you mercy.
耶稣说如果你连续人神就会连续你。
See, even as a believer, in our daily lives, we make mistakes.
作为一个信徒在每天的生活中我们仍然犯错。
Mistakes have consequences.
我们知道每一个错误都会有它的结果。
And God will discipline you.
神会管教你。
Even as a believer in our daily lives.
作为一个信徒在我们每天的生活中。
We still sin.
我们还是在犯罪。
Is anyone among you never sinned?
在你们中间有人不再犯罪了吗?
We still sin.
我们还在犯罪。
And when we sin, there are consequences.
当我们犯罪的时候，自然会带来后果。
God will discipline you.
神会管教。
And when we face these consequences, what do we want God to do?
当我们面对这些后果的时候，我们希望神怎样做？
We wish God would deal with us with mercy.
我们希望神能够怜悯我们。
So the promise is that in your daily lives,
我们这个告诉我们说，在每一天生活中
，if you show mercy,
如果你怜恤别人
，God will show you mercy,
神就会怜恤你。
Another way to look at it, if you know the mercy of God,
另外一个方面我们来说，如果我们知道神的怜悯
，how can you not show mercy to people around you?
你怎么可以不怜悯其他人呢？
See, when we present for our judgment,
当我们来审判别人的时候
,when we present for judgment by God,
当我们被神来审判的时候
,we will be accountable.
我们必须为自己负责。
The Bible is very clear about that.
这个圣经讲得很清楚。
We will be accountable for our actions in this world.
我们必须为我们在这个世界上的行为来负责。
We are accountable for how we live our lives.
我们必须为我们自己怎样生活来负责。
So when you have never shown mercy, how can you say the mercy of God is in your heart?
如果你从来不怜恤别人，你怎么能说神的怜恤在你心里？
If you have shown no mercy, how can you say I have grasped God's grace?
如果你从来不怜悯别人，你怎么能说神的恩典在你心中？
See, the greatest evidence that you have accepted God's grace.
我们接受神的恩典的最大的一个证据就是
So is if you help the helpless.
你是不是在帮助那些无助的人
？You lift the downtrodden.
是不是你在活出这个神的恩典
？And you heal the brokenhearted.
你是不是帮助那些心灵破碎的人
？This is a verse from 1 John.
这是约翰一书的这个经节。
Remember, John is talking to believers.
知道说约翰这里是在跟信徒讲话。
He says, "If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity on them." How can the love of God be in that person?
他说凡有事物世上财物的看见弟兄穷乏却塞住他怜悯的心怜恤的心爱神的心怎么存在他里面呢
See, John is talking to believers.
我们在这里看到说他是在跟信徒讲话
They're brothers and sisters.
是跟我们弟兄姐妹们讲话
But he's warning them. He's reminding them.
他是在提醒他们
Think about your life. Think about your actions.
想想你自己的行为。
If you do not love, how can the love of God be in you?
如果你没有办法去爱人，你怎么能说神的爱在你心里？
He wants to examine themselves. Have they truly accepted Jesus in their hearts?
他要他们自己自省，看看是不是真实的接受了神。
Have they truly accepted Jesus, the Lord and Master in their lives?
是不是把神把耶稣作为自己生命的主？
So we have already tackled a very important question.
我们现在正在讲一个非常重要的问题。
You are saved by grace.
你是因信称义。
But saving grace always leads to action.
但是能让你称义的这个信心一定会带出行为来。
God's mercy will shine through you.
神的这个怜恤会从你身上发出。
So what does it matter? Why are we talking about mercy?
为什么这个怜悯这个问题很重要呢？
Mercy is an attribute of God.
我们知道说怜悯是神的属性。
How can I go back? One day we'll make it go back.
Okay, back
one more. Sorry. So mercy is an attribute of God.
我们知道说怜悯是神的属性。
See, from beginning to the end of the scripture.
在这个圣经的前面和后面。
From beginning to the end, we hear about mercy all the time.
我们看到说怜悯这个字在圣经里面贯穿整本圣经。
It's very important.
这个非常重要。
And Jesus says, when you hunger and thirst for righteousness,
耶稣说当你饥渴慕义的时候
the first thing you're going to show is mercy.
你第一件会做出来的事就是会怜恤别人。
Look what the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 4.
我们看到申命记四章三十一节。
It says, the Lord your God is a merciful God.He will not abandon or destroy you or forget the covenant with your ancestors, which he confirmed to them by oath.
耶和华你神原是有怜悯的神，他总不撇下你，不灭绝你，也不忘记他起誓与你列祖所立的约。
See, that's the very name of God.
这就是神的名。
Linda, are you going to preach on that?
Maybe.
Maybe. Linda is preaching on the name of God.
因为我是在讲说神的这个名的系列。
So God is merciful.
我们知道说神是一个怜悯的神。
In the New Testament, we hear about the same thing.
在新约里面，我们讲到同样的事。
But the writer of Hebrew is talking about Jesus Christ.
在这个希伯来书的作者，当他提到耶稣的时候
，In Hebrew chapter 2 he says, "For this reason, he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God."
希伯来书二章说，所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同，为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。
So he may make atonement for the sins of people.
他可以为神为百姓献上挽回祭。
See, the writer of Hebrews says Christ is a merciful high priest.
在这里我们看到说作者说耶稣是一个慈悲忠信的大祭司。
He understands us and he can intercede for us.
他理解我们，所以他能为我们代求。
So mercy is a basic attribute of God.
所以我们说怜悯是神的一个基本的属性。
The second reason why mercy is so important is that mercy is a basic calling to us.
第二件怜悯为什么重要？是因为怜悯是神要我们做的。
See, in our life, we are to reflect the character of Jesus Christ.
我们的生命中应该反映出耶稣基督的属性。
As a community of believers, we should have a tender heart and care for one another.
作为神的这个神的属民，我们必须要彼此的扶助，我们一起彼此的关心。
We have to be merciful to one another.
我们必须要彼此存怜悯的心。
Look what Micah says.
我们看看弥迦书说的。
He says, "What does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God."
他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
So there are only three things you have to do.
神只要你做三件事。
Love justice.
要你行公义。
Love mercy.
好怜悯。
And walk humbly with your God.
存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
That's pretty easy.
这应该很简单吧。
We can all do it.
我们都应该做得到吧。
See, that's just a very clear description of our calling.
这是神给我们非常清楚的要我们做的事。
What God wants us to do.
他到底要我们做什么呢？
And some people were confused.
很多人还是很迷惑。
They didn't know what to do.
不知道做什么。
So Jesus had to answer them.
耶稣给他们一个答案。
And he answered in Matthew chapter 9.
他说马太福音第九章。
And he says, go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have come not to call the righteous, but sinners.
耶稣说经上说我喜爱 连续不喜爱祭祀 这句话的意思你们且去揣摩我来本不是招义人乃是招罪人
So Jesus is quoting the Old Testament book of Hosea
我们在这里看到耶稣是在引用何西亚书
He says I desire mercy not sacrifice
他说神说我爱连续不喜爱祭祀
And he wants them to study that
耶稣要他们去揣摩这件事
Go learn
去学习
See, they didn't understand.
这些人不懂。
See, they thought God wanted lots of sacrifice.
他们认为神很喜欢祭祀。
They want lots of rituals.
很喜欢各样的宗教仪式。
Go through the steps.
要爬很多的阶梯。
But God says, I desire mercy.
神说不是，我喜爱连续。
So what does mercy mean?
到底这个连续是什么意思？
So if I Google the word mercy,
如果我在这个网上去查这个连续的意思
Interesting enough, the definition comes from Shakespeare.
很好玩的是这个它的定义居然是从莎士比亚的这个著作中而来
Shakespeare in his place in The Merchant of Venice.
在莎士比亚这个威尼斯商人的这个剧本中
It's a great drama.
是一个很好看的戏
And he says, the quality of mercy is not strained. It drops as a gentle rain from heaven upon the earth.It's twice blessed. It blesses him that gives and him that takes. It's the mightiest in the mightiest. It becomes the throne monarch better than his crown.
连续并不是可以强迫的。它像温和的降雨从天上降到地下一样。这是双边的祝福。祝福给予连续的人也祝福获得连续的人。是强人身上最强大的一点，是比王冠更能代表君王的权柄。
So Shakespeare says it's the most important thing a king can wear.
莎士比亚在这里讲说，对于一个王者，这是怜悯是他最重要的一个特点。
The king's most powerful weapon
是这个王的最大的权柄。
The word mercy in the New Testament simply means to give help.
在这个希腊原文里面，连续的意思就是帮助人。
To relieve the miserable.
那个帮助那些凄惨的人。
It's the word element.
这就是 element 的原文的意思。
I'm sure I pronounced it incorrectly.
我想我的发音并不是很正确。
But the only other time in New Testament this word was used.
在这个词在新约里面唯一用到的。
There's another place, and that's in Hebrew too.
另外一个就是用在这个希伯来书第二章。
We just read that verse.
我们刚刚才读到的一个经节。
It's used to describe Jesus as the merciful high priest.
它用来描述耶稣是慈悲的大祭司。
But Jesus probably spoke in Hebrew or Aramaic.
我们想当时耶稣可能是用亚兰文或者希伯来文在讲。
And the word will be the word hesed.
那个字应该是在亚兰文或希伯来文是 hesed.
This is a very common word in the Old Testament.
这个字在旧约里面用的很多。
It's used to describe God as God who has loving kindness and compassion.
这是用来形容神是一个有慈悲怜悯的神。
Many, many times in Psalms we see this word.
在诗篇里面我们用到很多。
But when it used to describe people's action,
它用来描述人的一个行为。
It doesn't mean just sympathy.
不只是说我们觉得人可怜。
It doesn't mean you just feel sorry.
不是我们就认为他说很悲惨。
It means we have to get inside someone else.
这个意味着我们能够直接的进入对方的身体。
We have to see things with his eyes.
我们要用他的眼睛来看事物。
Think things with his mind.
用他的头脑来思考这件事。
And fill his own thoughts with his heart.
用他的心来感觉这件事。
So this is not easy.
这并不简单。
It's a lot more than having a superficial feeling.
这并不是就是我们很肤浅的一个感觉。
It means in the English term to walk in someone else's shoes.
在我们英文里面说，我们是用他的脚，用他的鞋，穿在他的鞋中。
It's a genuine compassion.
这是一个很真实的一个慈悲。
But leads you to action and reach out.
会让你产生行为，会让你伸出手来。
You need to meet the need.
你需要帮助有需要的人。
It's not a theory. It's not a feeling.
这并不是一个感觉，这并不是一个理论。
You have to reach out and help in a tangible way.
你必须有行动，伸出手来帮助有需要的人。
So Jesus says you have to be merciful.
耶稣说到说你必须怜悯人。
The great illustration is a parable of the Good Samaritan.
他用的这个比喻就是好撒玛利亚人。
We know this story.
我们大家都知道这个故事。
And it's Luke chapter 10.
这在路加福音第十章。
So I'll just summarize it briefly.
我只要把它总结一下。
If the story says there's a man who traveled from Jerusalem to Jericho.
这里讲到说一个人他从耶路撒冷到耶利哥。
He was robbed on the highway, beaten and left for dead.
他在路上被人家歹徒袭击，被打得重伤。
But in due time, three people walked by.
当那个时候有三个人从他身边路过。
First was a priest.
第一个是祭司。
He just kept going, he did not stop.
他就从他身边走过了，并没有停留。
Then came a Levite.
然后是一个利未人。
The Levite is like an assistant priest.
利未人就是祭司的助手。
Like a worship leader.
像一个敬拜的这个领袖。
He kept going.
他也跟着走。
He did not stop.
他也没停留。
But finally a Samaritan came.
最后是一个撒玛利亚人来了。
And the Bible tells us that he traveled where the man was.And when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine.
好，这个撒玛利亚人看到行路到了那里，看到他就动了慈心，上前用油和酒倒在他的伤口上，包裹好了。
Then he put the man on his donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper.Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense.
然后他扶他骑上自己的牲口，带到店里去， 去照顾他，第二天拿出2000银子来交给店主说，你且照顾他，此外所费用的我回来必还你。
You see, the priests and Levites were religious leaders.
我们知道说祭司和利未人他们是信仰的一个领袖。
They knew all about mercy.
他们都知道什么必须要怜悯。
The priest probably preached about mercy that morning.
大概祭司还正好讲到了怜悯。
Maybe the Levite had a worship service and sang about mercy.
大概这个利未人领导大家来敬拜的时候也会唱到怜悯。
But it was the Samaritan who helped this man.
但却是撒玛利亚人帮助了这个人。
Remember the Samaritan, the Jews did not get along.
你知道撒玛利亚人和犹太人是不很好的。
So see, this parable is about mercy.
这个比喻是在讲一个怜悯。
That's the first part of the Beatitude.
这就是讲的这个八福里面的一段。
Jesus says, blessed are those who show mercy.
耶稣说怜恤人的人有福了。
And this is about the Good Samaritan.
这就是撒玛利亚人。
See, he felt the need of the person.
他看到了这个人的需要。
And he went ahead and helped him.
他直接上去帮助他了。
So there are several things that we can learn.
这里有很几个功课我们可以学。
We see that the Samaritan saw the need.
我们看到撒玛利亚人看到了需要。
See, the merciful person is tuned into the needs around him.
一个怜恤人的人，他应该看到别人的需要。
He is not living isolated from the world.
他并不是跟世界隔绝了。
He does not build a wall around him.
他没有修一个围墙把自己围起来。
He does not build a fence around his house.
他没有把一个竹篱笆把自己的房子围起来。
He knows that there are needs around him.
他知道周围的人需要他。
The second is that he has a tenderness in his heart.
第二点，我们看到说他的心是柔软的。
The Bible says that when he saw this man, he had pity.
当他看到这个人的时候，他就动了慈心。
The most important part then is that there was action.
最重要的是这个心引起了后面的行为。
Verse 34 says he went to him and bound up his wounds.Poured on oil and wine.
他上面经上记着说，上前用油和酒倒在他的伤口处，包裹好了。
See, mercy begin in the heart internally.
我们知道说这个怜悯是从心发出来的。
But responds externally with practical efforts to relieve the stress.
带出来的是外在的行为和以及帮助人的能够愈合的一个行动。
But we see the Samaritan went even further.
我们看到说撒玛利亚人。做了更多。
He left him in the inn and paid for his recovery.
他把他扶到了一个旅店，甚至付了他旅店的费用。
See, mercy does not just address the immediate need.
我们看到说，怜悯不是只是帮助眼前的需要。
Mercy actually restored the condition.
怜悯帮助别人再重新能够站起来。
So of course, Jesus asked the people, which one of these three is a good neighbor?
耶稣在后面问到说，这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？
So they have to say the one who had mercy on him.
他们回答说，就是那一个怜恤他的。
So Jesus says, go and do likewise.
耶稣说，你去照样行吧。
It's interesting, Jesus didn't say, go and feel likewise.
耶稣并没有说，你们去就照着他的感觉去感觉吧。
Jesus said, go and do.
耶稣说去照样行吧。
See, mercy always demands action.
怜悯总是需要行为。
To quote another English way of saying it is putting your money where your mouth is.
英文的这个俗语就说把钱放在你口中的话中。
See, the Good Samaritan saw the man in his pitiful state.
我们看到撒玛利亚人看到这个人他很凄惨的境况。
He took care of him.
他照顾他了。
Go and do likewise.
就去照着行吧。
Remember, God showed his mercy to us the same way.
知道说神对我们一样也是怜悯我们的。
He saw us in our pitiful state.
他看到我们很可怜的境况。
In our guilty state.
我们一个罪恶的境况。
That we are so wrong in our sin.
我们在我们的罪中活着。
He saw us, but he didn't just feel mercy.
他没有说看到了，只是觉得你们很可怜。
But he sent the Lord Jesus Christ.
他把他的爱子送来了。
Jesus Christ demonstrated to us what mercy means.
耶稣用他的行为告诉我们怜悯是什么样的。
He looked into the crowd.
他看到众人。
He had compassion.
他有怜悯的心。
He looked after the deaf.
他看到那些死亡的人。
The blind.
那些瞎眼的人。
The lame.
那些瘸腿的人。
The lepers.
那些得麻风病的人。
The prostitutes.
那些妓女们。
The tax collectors.
那些收税的。
The weak.
那些软弱的。
And even the little children.
和那些小孩子们。
When he died on the cross, he pleaded for us.
当他在十字架上的时候，还为我们祈求。
He said to God the Father, "Forgive them because they do not know what they do."
他说：“神啊，原谅他们，他们不知道他们在做什么。”
He is a picture of mercy.
他就是怜悯的象征。
So remember, there's a second part of the beatitude.
要记得说，在这一句祝福里面还有第二段。
Jesus says, "Blessed are the merciful."
耶稣说连续人的人有福了。
For they will be shown mercy.
他们会得神蒙神的连续。
So we have to talk about another parable quickly.
我们再来看另外一个比喻。
And this is the parable of the unmerciful servant.
这是耶稣讲到的一个不连续人的一个仆人的比喻。
And this is in Matthew chapter 18.
这是马太福音第十八章。
So I encourage you to look at it and read it again.
我希望你们回去过后还继续把仔细来看这一段。
But the principle is rather straightforward.
它的原则是非常简单的。
We hear about a servant who owes a king a lot of money.
我们知道说有一个仆人他欠他主人很多的钱。
The Bible says he owes 10,000 bags of gold.
圣经说他欠了十几万的这个袋子的钱。
And it's a lot of money.
非常多的钱。
There's no way he can pay for it.
他绝对还不上的。
So he asked the king, "Be patient with me; I will pay you back."
所以他求他的主人说，你给我一点时间，对我有耐心，我以后会还上。
But the king says, "Don't worry about it; I will cancel the debt."
这个主人说，你不用担心，我会把这个债免了。
But when the servant left the king's house,
当这个仆人离开这个主人的房子的时候
，he found someone who owes him a debt.
他碰到一个人欠他的钱。
And he owes him. 100 silver coins, according to the Bible.
他只欠了他大概100个银币。
So I did some calculation.
我算了一下。
It turns out the servant owes the king about 1,000,000 times more than the fellow servant owes him.
我们算了一下，这个仆人欠他主人的债，比这个他这个人欠他自己的债大概有100倍的差距，100万倍的差距。
1,000,000 times.
100万倍。
So it's a lot more.
非常多。
The fellow servant says, "Be patient with me; I will pay you back."
他的同伴就说，你也等一等，给我一点时间，我会还给你。
But the unmerciful servant has him thrown in prison.
但是这个没有怜悯的仆人就把这个他的同伴扔到监狱去了。
So the king calls the servant, and we read here, "You wicked servant, I cancel all the debts."Of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?
于是这个主人叫了他来对他说你这恶奴才你央求我我就把你所欠的都免了你不应当连续你的同伴向我连续你吗
So this is a simple question.
这是一个很简单的问题
If God has forgiven your debt,
如果神已经免了你的债
and it's 1,000,000 times more than you, anyone else owes you.
一百万倍之多比其他人欠你的有一百万倍之多。
How can you not be merciful?
你怎么可以不怜恤其他人?
How can you not show mercy?
你怎么可以不怜悯其他人?
But you're going to ask me, well, he owes me money, I want it back.
你可能说他欠我的钱他就应该还。
Well, that's what we always want.
我们总是这样想的。
We want justice.
我们希望公平。
We want life to be fair.
我们希望这个生活是公平的。
She remember your children when they were little.
当你的小孩很小的时候。
They're always fighting.
他们总是在打。
Dad, you're not fair.
你只说爸爸你不公平。
We want to be fair.
我们要公平。
But that's in our hearts.
这个在我们心中。
See, but God is the God of justice and a God of mercy.
我们知道神是一个公义又是一个怜悯的神。
Remember, the lid of the Ark of Covenant is called the mercy seat.
我们知道说在这个帐会幕里面有一个这个约柜，约柜上面有一个叫做施恩座。
This is called the mercy seat.
这个叫施恩座。
See, God sits on the mercy seat to judge us.
神坐在施恩座上面来审判我们。
And that's the nature of his judgment.
这就是神他的审判的一个性质。
It's mercy.
是很有怜悯的。
I'm glad it's not called the justice seat.
没有叫他公平座。
Oh, we will all be in trouble.
我们都会很麻烦。
We will not be able to stand the judgment of God.
我们没有办法能够面对神的审判。
See, but this does not mean God just overlooks our sin.
这并不是说神不看我们的罪了。
But in order to have mercy and justice,
为了能够有怜悯和公义，
there has to be a price.
那就一定有一个代价要付。
See, in the Old Testament time, they have to sacrifice unblemished animals.
在旧约里，那些人必须来献上一个完美的动物作为祭。
They again and again they have to do it.
他们一次一次的献祭。
Because it's not perfect.
因为都没有一个完美的东西可以代替罪。
But God sent the perfect atonement.
但是神自己为我们准备了一个完美的赎罪祭。
And that's the Son, Jesus Christ.
那就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
He came into the world and died for us on the cross.
他来到世界上为我们的罪死在十字架上。
You see, justice was satisfied.
我们看到说神的公义得到满足。
And mercy was satisfied.
神的怜悯也得到满足。
So if you understand that, how can you not show mercy?
如果你真的明白这个意义，你怎么可能没有怜悯的心？
And this is what James tells us, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment.
雅各书说，因为那不怜恤人的也要受无怜恤的，不怜悯人的也要受无怜悯的审判，怜悯原是向审判夸胜。
You see, do you want to be the good Samaritan?
看到了吗？你愿意做好撒玛利亚人吗？
Do you want to be the unmerciful servant?
还是愿意做了不怜悯人的那个恶仆？
See, mercy is not just a feeling.
我们看到说怜悯不只是一个感觉。
It's not about rituals, rules, or regulations.
并不是一个我们的仪式或者是我们一个规定。
It's about actions.
是我们的行为。
So what can we do?
我们应该做什么？
So I have a few practical suggestions.
我们有几个很现实的行为。
Because of time, we're not going to read all the verses, but you can take a look at it.
我们不能全部把这些经文读一遍，但是你可以以后慢慢看。
See, the first thing we need to show mercy is in material needs.
我们第一个可以看到的是说，在这个实际的需要中来表达我们的怜悯心。
See, James 2 tells us, if someone is in need, go help them.
雅各告诉我们说，如果人有需要，在物质上有需要，去帮助他。
Don't just comfort them.
不要只是说我安慰他。
Help them with their material needs.
帮助他在物质上的需要。
The second thing is when someone who is struggling with faith.
有人如果在信心上有挣扎。
Jude says be merciful.
犹大书告诉我们要存怜悯的心。
So people have doubts.
人有疑惑。
Encourage them.
鼓励他。
Show more mercy than judgment.
给他更多的怜悯而不是审判。
Don't be judgy.
不要审判人。
That's what high school kids say.
这是高中生所说的。
We should learn from them. Do not judge.
我们应该向他们学习，不要去审判人。
Now, of course, there are people who have spiritual failures.
我们也知道有些人在属灵上会软弱。
See, we need to love them instead of judge them.
我们需要爱他，而不是去审判他。
God will take care of the judgment.
神是审判的主。
We need to love them.
我们要爱他们。
And look for opportunities to forgive and love.
寻找机会来爱他们，来原谅他们。
Another thing is an area of expectation.
另外是在一个盼望中的怜悯。
See, Psalm 103 says we are dust.
在诗篇中说我们不过是尘土。
See, if we are dust, how do we expect other people to be perfect?
我们自己都是尘土，为什么希望其他人都是完美的呢？
Don't be surprised at this discouragement and disappointments in life.
不要认为说在生命中在生活中碰到一些失望和一些泄气，这是因为人本来就是尘土。
And this is a hard one.
这是一个很难的。
Be merciful when someone hurts you.
当人伤害你的时候，你要存怜悯的心。
When someone injures you or wrongs you, be merciful.
当人真的是伤害了你，你还是要怜悯他。
You see, you will have an opportunity to seek your revenge.
你可能有机会能够来报仇。
An opportunity to get your payback.
可能是让他来付出同样的代价。
God will even put that opportunity right in front of you.
神可能把这样的机会放在你的眼前。
But Scripture tells you make a choice.
但是圣经告诉我们说要做正确的选择。
You can show mercy or seek revenge.
你可以存怜悯的心，或者你可以去报复。
I suggest you show mercy.
我建议你还是怜悯人。
And I think the greatest way to show mercy is for the lost.
最大的怜悯就是为那些不认识主的人。
Jude says, save others by snatching them from fire.
犹大叔说有些人你们要从火中抢出来。
If you have mercy in your heart, you speak to Christ about the lost.
有搭救他们，有些人你们要存惧怕的心怜悯他们。
And you speak to the lost people about Christ.
向这些不认识神的人来传述耶稣基督。
That is the greatest demonstration of mercy.
这是我们怜悯一个最大的表现。
So we see that mercy is a result of our raw relationship with God.
我们看到说怜悯就是从我们是跟神的关系中发出来的。
God is merciful.
因为神是一个怜悯的神。
And when we show mercy, we bear witness to that relationship.
当我们向人存怜悯的心的时候，我们就是神怜悯的见证。
Everything from the eternity past to the eternity future is touched by God's mercy.
从最古老到永恒，我们都看到整个事件中都贯穿着神的怜悯。
Jesus has given us the pattern of mercy.
耶稣给我们做了怜悯的榜样。
He gave us abundant demonstration.
他给了我们很多的怜悯的行为。
There is no excuse not to do it.
我们没有什么借口不存怜悯的心。
Let us learn and let us commit ourselves to mercy.
让我们来学习他的榜样，也让我们对彼此来怜悯。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you for today. We thank you for your precious words. Let us not just feel mercy, but to show mercy, to demonstrate your love in us. We thank you for this today and the membership meeting. We thank you for all your blessings to this church. We ask for these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.